2001 to 2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Lasting Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteclassicgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Let's kick the evening off with brand new Magic Conch. A double dip of Magic Conch, in fact. Meet me in the middle. Smacks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Local music that's brand new, Magic Conch there. The name of the album was called Fine Dining and Breathing, and that was Moments Like This. Love the new Magic Conch album. Before that, Meet Me in the Middle to kick off the evening. Magic Conch, they had a show at the Memorial Union Terrace, but unfortunately it got rained out, Rocker.
Oh, man.
How disappointing. And they haven't played a show in Madison for a while. They don't have anything on the books right now, but they promised us some October shows, announcement shoot.
So maybe a Devil's Lair is in their future.
Hey, Magic Conch, we want you in the Devil's Lair. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. So it's just the two of us holding the fort down tonight, man.
Oh, boy.
We're holding out the people from the parking garage right now. Stay back. We got an action-packed tonight. Action-packed show, as always, Rocker. Who's coming in to visit?
Jimmy Burby. High Noon Saloon booking. Joe Burbach, he's going to be in here to tell us about all the things that are really going on. A lot of opportunities for local bands at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. Rain Stern, we're going to be calling her in L.A. She's out there. We're going to hear all about her new music and what's going on with her out in L.A.
New EP is awesome, by the way.
Work. Frank Loffenberg, he's gonna be leaving his gig at 7 o'clock. He gets done, he's gonna be rushing over here. We're gonna get to talk to him about the new work and their tour and all good stuff. Work and Devil's Lair tonight. Jimmy Drivatron, not sure what that is, but we're gonna find out from Paul Vash. He's gonna be in the Devil's Lair performing his music, and then Max Inc. Heavy after 10. Jimmy,
no guest on Max Inc. Heavy this week. I went camping.
Yeah,
this past week.
Where did you go?
We went up to Superior. Remember, this was a surprise for Mrs. K. She knew that we were going camping. She just didn't know where we were camping. So we went to Patterson State Park. Cool park. There was two big waterfalls. Excellent hiking. Superior is really nice.
Yeah, is that close to Duluth up there? Superior?
Yeah, it's just on the other side of the bridge. In fact, we took a day trip to the Wisconsin Point, which is the entry into the Superior Bay for the big ships.
Wow.
And we got there just in time for this humongous ship just pulling into the Superior port. It was quite the sight to see, actually. Really cool.
Wow. Superior has a lot. You know, there's a lot of great wood that comes from Superior now.
Really?
Yeah. They all these ships that sunk like in the 1800s and stuff with shiploads of wood, right? Sunk to the bottom, and then they aged this wood. So there's, you know, been people now for years, timeless timber, and they dredge up this wood that was, like, you know, sunk, and then turn it into all kinds of things, even guitars.
Nice. You know who's from Superior that's in the Madison music scene?
Who's that?
I didn't know this until E-Dub told me.
Yeah?
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident.
Oh, no way. Well, that explains everything.
I don't know what that means, Ty. That was Rocker saying. That wasn't me. Musically, we got some new music tonight. We got I'm not going to tell you who, but, we're going to play some, songs from bands playing at the High Noon Saloon tonight.
Oh, cool.
Before Burby comes in, right? Let's do the Rascal Theory. This is brand new from them. You Got Me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Standing around with my hat in my hand.
Civic Media, we are local music. Buffalo Nichols there, Meet Me at the Bottom is a title track from that particular album back in 2022. Buffalo Nichols coming to the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, October 5th. Before that, Rascal Theory, they're going to be at the Full Mile Beer Company out in Sun Prairie Saturday, October 14th. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday evening, 844-967-2789. 844-967-PARTY. If you want to have a chat with us, you could also call or text us right from the Civic Media app. We got Burby from the High Noon Saloon. He just walked in. We're going to have a chat with him about upcoming shows at the High Noon. Maybe we'll talk about this one. The Runaway Grooms from Vail, Colorado. They're coming October 3rd. Here's their song, Jenny, on Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music.
Go in, let your head down. from all of this will surely fade. Only love is what will remain. Take from me this broken wings and promise me to let your heart sing.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Earl Ingram, working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com. Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series, Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Saturday night, across the Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin. It's the Civic Media Radio Network, Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. And Rocker, MaxIncRadio.com. It's come a long way, baby.
Brand new.
There's some cool content up there. It has access to all the podcasts from years or days ago, or whatever the case may be. Plus, what else is on there, dude?
It's just so easy to listen now. You click on listen, and it'll take you to a place where you'll see a list of all the radio stations across Wisconsin that were on broadcast, AM and FM, and a link to those radio stations so you can hear their local stream live. Or, of course, there's links to the Civic Media app, little brain fart there, but Civic Media app, iPhone, Android, get it for both. And then, of course, there's links right to the current podcast, which is last week's show. So if you miss a show, go there. You can get a link to our latest podcast. And then, of course, an archive to all the interviews, the Devil's Lair, you name it. It's all there.
I love listening to the archives of the Devil's Lair just for the music. I mean, there's so many good performances. It's all for you right now at MaxIncRadio.com.
All right. Well, tonight, Jimmy, the High Noon Saloon might be the best known venue in Madison, founded by Kathy Detmers, who owned the legendary OK's Corral. But then it burned to the ground in 2000, and the High Noon Saloon was the Phoenix Rising and soon made a name for itself with creative booking, modern stage, PA and lighting, and run by musicians. Kathy was herself a bassist in the band Tormentula. And after much success and long hours, Kathy Detmers married, started a family, and retired from the music biz, selling the High Noon Saloon to FPC Live, the child of the merger between Frank Productions and Live Nation. FPC also owns the Majestic, the Sylvie Theaters in Madison. They're doing a lot of music. But with all the touring bands coming through the Mad City, the High Noon Saloon has remained a great place for local bands to book and perform. Here to tell us about this award-winning club and what's coming up in the local music at the High Noon Saloon is FPC Live Talent buyer and local musician Joe Burbach, and we also know him as Burby. Burby, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I started clapping a little too soon there. I got really excited.
Jimmy, I got a little long-winded there. Burby, hey, before we get hearing about the High Noon Saloon, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a local musician. What is your musical journey?
I've been playing music locally since mid-2000s, been in a handful of bands, the Grasshoppers, to name one of the bigger ones from back in the day.
You were in my basement.
We were just talking about being in Jimmy K's basement in 2007.
This is happening more often.
But just through the evolution of playing so many shows, starting to book bigger shows myself. I also run the Shanks Corners Block Party on the east side of Madison. So when the position opened up at Frank for a local talent buyer, it was just kind of a natural transition, seeming that I already knew a lot of the key players in the game.
And it seems like they've been pretty conducive or open to the local music. That you seem to book a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a handshake commitment made to Kathy Detmers when they took over. That we would continue to have as much local music as we can, at High Noon especially. That's always been the beacon of venues for local musicians. So that's literally my job, is booking local bands at the High Noon.
Wow, I've never heard that before, and kudos to Kathy for putting that in for the local music scene.
I think we do 65 to 70% of High Noon shows are local shows.
Wow, well, the High Noon Saloon has been providing local bands some unique booking opportunities, including outdoor patio shows in the summer and Sunday matinee shows from noon to 4 p.m. What do we need to know about them, and what shows do you have coming up?
The patio shows are just winding down, obviously, with summer ending. We did over 60 shows on our patio this year. They're happy hour shows, 5:30 to 7:30, free for people to come. We'll do that every year. That's just a really cool opportunity to just come hang out at the High Noon.
That's a fun atmosphere on the High Noon patio for those afternoon shows like that. I mean, that's a good time.
Absolutely.
All ages,
all animals. Bring your dogs too. We also, the High Noon offers the opportunity to really kind of jam as many shows in as we can. So we'll do two, even three shows a day sometimes. I know we've been doing the Max Inc. matinees shows. We've had a couple so far. We're gonna keep trying to do those. We got one coming up tomorrow.
That's right,
Sunday, September 24th.
Skin Tones, man. Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed.
Fiberweed!
It's a killer lineup.
It is a banger. We're going to keep doing those. we used to do a fun thing called the Rock and Roll Playhouse, which was like Sunday afternoon, noon to one, kids shows, all sorts of different stuff like that. But we're down to try anything.
And how can bands book at the High Noon? Everybody's asking, hey, how can I get a, that? Because you're the gem of the Madison music scene right now. It's a beautiful venue. How can bands get in there?
It's tricky being the fact that we are one of the most popular clubs in the Midwest. Thanks, Kathy, for that. But if you send, get on the High Noon website, you'll see booking at high-noon.com. That's the email address that actually comes directly to me. So
what's the tip? And I already know the answer to this because I struggle to say like, well, what's the tip for the bands to grab your attention? Like, what's the three things they got to include in that email?
Well, I mean, it's a 400 cap venue, so it's ideal to be somewhat established already. Have a quality social media package, have some shows under your belt where you've sold, a good amount of tickets. But honestly, I check out every single band that sends any sort of submission. I listen to this music. I, offer my suggestions or advice, or we work on finding a date.
That's cool. To work with you to find a date, just reach out.
It's been a lot of fun working with these shows, Jimmy, and I'm looking forward to the ones that are going to be coming up. Burby, you're always thinking outside the box and coming up with creative ideas. What can we look for next? What's in the future for High Noon booking when it pertains to local bands?
We're coming upon the fall holiday season, so we have a lot of branded events that we've been doing forever. The freaking Halloween is coming up, which we've been doing probably since 2004 when the High Noon was founded. And then we get into Thanksgiving where we do Black Friday with Natty Nation. We do a tribute to the Last Waltz every year on that Saturday, in homage to their famous 1976 Thanksgiving Day concert. So a lot of the branded shows seem to do really well. Something with a theme built in.
I see. Well, how can we keep up with the High Noon Saloon online?
Obviously, the website. We have a excellent marketing team, so we're typically all over social media as well.
All right.
Nice. And, of course, tomorrow is the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. It's happening at the High Noon Saloon. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1:00. And you're out of there by 4:00.
Out of there by 4:00, Jimmy.
It's a great recipe for rock and roll. We got the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed. Fiberweed's, I think this is only their second show
ever. Oh, wow.
And they're fantastic. Have you heard their, you've heard
a little bit.
Yeah.
I know the Skin Tones have played a few shows in their time.
I want to tease this right now. Max Inc. Heavy is at 10 o'clock tonight. And the first half hour is double dips of those three bands.
Fantastic.
Nice.
All right.
The matinee idea was Jamie Curtis's idea. She came up with the idea.
I love it.
Every band should play in the middle of the day. I don't know. As I get a little bit older, I really love that idea, though.
It's
a lot of fun.
As we get older, and we've had a lot of bands come in, a lot of fans we talk to, they love the idea of a matinee show.
Well, the first couple that we've done have been huge hits already, so we're going to keep them going.
Let's hope it. Hey, this artist is coming to the High Noon. It's John Craigie, and I didn't know this artist. He has some original music out, but when I was searching him on Bandcamp, his Zeppelin tribute album popped up. I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, but I always get nervous when I play a Zeppelin cover because I might hate it. I previewed it, and I kind of liked it.
John Craigie tonight at the High Noon. There's only a handful of tickets left. He's a fantastic, folk Americana artist in his own right. Mm-hmm. All his original music is amazing, too.
Yes.
I have actually never heard the Zeppelin, so I'm excited to hear this.
Let's check it out right now. It's Good Times, Bad Times. John Craigie, he's playing at the High Noon tonight. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The day somehow you, I was told what it means to be a man. Now I reach that age, I try to do all those things the best I can. No matter how I try, find my way into the same old dream. Good time. times, bad times, you know I had my share. When my woman left home with a brown man, I still don't seem to care. I fell in love with a girl as sweet as she could be. Only took a couple of days till she was a bit of me. She swore that she would be all mine, love me till the end. But when I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend. Oh, good times, bad times, you know I had my share. When a woman left home with a brown man, I still don't seem to care.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Promise. time I saw it, blew my mind. I thought that violin must be one of a kind. This little bitty fella made it stand up straight. He just started slapping it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. You know that big bad bass really shocked me out. And the guitar player, man, burned up the strings. And that harp fella made his whistle sing. But that little bass man made it stand up straight. He just started smacking it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. Well, that big bad bass really shocked me out. That big fat sound got a smile on my face. He's plucking and walking, man, it was first rate. That big bad rhythm was steady as a freight. I was hooked. Woo, I had a shout. You know that big fat bass really shocked me out.
Tell you, check this out.
Well, that guitar player burnt up his strings, and that flashy harpster made his whistle sing. But it was that little bass man who made it stand up straight. Man, it sure was smacking it out the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. Well, that big fat bass really shocked me up. There's someone, yeah, man, slap your bass. That big fat sound brought a smile to my face. His plucking and walking, man, it was first rate. But that big bad rhythm was steady as a plate. And I was hooked. I had to shout. That big bad bass really shocks me out.
Mexico Civic Media, we are local music. That's Nick Moss featuring Dennis Gruling. It shocks me out. Dennis Nick Moss was in the studio a couple weeks ago. You can find that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Kaylin Cole, before that, You Ain't Jack. She's playing in Baraboo at the Tumbled Rock. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. We got a double dip of the big payback coming up here shortly. Plus Rain Stern. We're going to get her on the phone from L.A. She'll join us here in just a couple of minutes. We've got some Arrow from Milwaukee in just a moment. Right now, Luke McGovern, he had a CD release show last night at Lake City Books. How cool is that? Congratulations, Luke. Here's a song off that album right now. It's called Yellow Jacket Rebirth on Max Inc. Radio.
Dusting off the windowsill. Find a little yellow jacket. Better see love.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. And over this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News.